Radha Sudhanidhi class, verse 224, new verse we're starting today. Continuing with the idea of the intimacy of the mandris, the power of the mandris. And here we'll highlight a seva that the mandris are rendering, the seva of speaking. Speaking as a service to Radharani and speaking as a service to Krishna. In this case, the previous verse we discussed, 191, where the mandris were doing the service of speaking. Katha, shravanam, kirtanam. Kirtanam means sound. Sound. On verse 191, we heard how the mandris were chastising Krishna and pushing his hand away from Radharani. You can't touch Radharani. You dirt. Dorte Pravara, you king of the shameless. Of all the shameless men in the world, you are the king, the emperor. So that was chastising. Now in this verse, she changes the idea. Instead of chastising, the mantra is going to joke, make some jokes. And we heard yesterday from the Stavavali, Swasankalpa, it was in Stavavali, where Raghunath Das Goswami is approaching Vishakhasakhi. And Vishakhasakhi is teaching him. She becomes guru. It says, Shiksha, Vishakha Shiksha Guru. And she teaches me Narma Bhasha. Narma means joking, the art of joking. So having having learned the art of joking from Vishakhasakhi, now this is the debut, this is the interview, the trial, to see if the mandri passed her examination. Vishakha is going to test her. All right, now here's your opportunity. Go tell a joke. Okay? How did that? And then Vishakha is watching, listening, because Vishakha is there. Maybe. Oh no, you didn't tell a very good joke. Your words were not clever. So this is the verse. We'll hear about this expertise in speaking. Mandris are expert in speaking and singing and all the different arts. Kalayukti. Kalayukti means the art of speaking. Shri Govardhana eka eva bhavata pano prayatna drita. Shri Radha Tanuhima Shaila Jugale Jishte Pitesyad Bhayam Tadgo Pendra Kumara Makuru Brita Garvam Parihasata Karyevam Vrishabhanu Nandani Tava Preyam Sambhashaye. Translation. And we have two translations here. This is verse 224 of Radharas Sudhanidhi. The mandri says to Radharani, she's telling Radharani a service that she will render. Oh, listen, Radharani. Oh, Vrishabhanu Nandini. Oh, beautiful, delightful, charming, sweet daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Oh, Vrishabhanu Nandini. Listen to what I will say to your beloved. Listen to what I will speak to him. When I tell your beloved Krishna, oh, prince of the cowherders, oh, Gopendra Nandan. Oh, is it Gopendra? Oh, Gopendra Kumar. Oh, Gopendra Kumar, a name for Krishna, Krishna now. Oh, prince of the cowherders, because his father is the king, he's the Raja and he's the Kumar. Don't make such proud jokes in vain, because Krishna tries to make some jokes. You may have held one Govardhan hill. Viraj Dharan Naki Jai. You may, she's not saying you did or you have, perhaps you may, and it's not that clear, you may have held one Govardhan Parvat, one Mount Govardhan, as some people describe. But, and you did that, you held it on your hand with great endeavor. You really worked hard to hold that mountain. But, Gopendra Kumar, but Giridhari, you become extremely afraid when you simply see the two mountains that are resting on Radharani's golden chest. When you see these two golden mountains, it's Sona Parvat. It's called Jugale Sona Parvat. When you see these, you become fearful. This is the jokes. It's joking, so Krishna's laughing. Yeah, sure. I mean, in one expansion is Ananta Shesh. I hold the entire universe is on my head. And an entire universe on the head of Ananta Shesh is as big and as heavy as one mustard seed, Sorso Kavij is just tiny, tiny. Sorso Bij is, mustard seed is very tiny. And the whole this whole jagat, this whole universe of millions of planets is sitting on Ananta Shesh's head like a mustard seed. And Ananta Shesh is simply an ansh of Krishna. Expansion of his expansion. He expands as Sankarshan, then Sankarshan expands as Ananta Shesh. But yet, in the presence of these gold Sona Kumbha, how they describe Jugale, Shaila says Sri Radha Tanu Hema Shaila Jugale. Anyway, we'll go word for word. But that's basically the verse. There's a second translation of this verse, and that's here. The Mandri, when she's making a joke now, the previous verse, 191, the Mandri was chastising and rebuking Krishna. Here she's making a joke. The joke's on Krishna. Sometimes they say, oh, the joke is on you. So what does she say? And Radharani, of course, is right there, listening to the jokes. And, oh, Gopendra Kumar, oh, Giridhari, you lifted up only one Govardhan Hill with great effort. That's why it says, prayatna drita. But simply upon glancing at Sri Radha's breasts, you have become so bhayam. The word is there in the verse, bhayam. Driste shaila, shaila means mountain. Shaila means mountain. Jugale means pear. Her pair of golden mountains, you simply glance at them and you become so fearful, bhayam. Therefore, hey, Gopendra Kumar, kindly refrain from making your uselessly proud jokes. Oh, Vrishabhanu Nandini, when will I get the chance to speak to your beloved like this? When will I speak like this? And Radharani says, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for you to say, I want to hear you say that. So this is a very, again, intimate and wonderful verse to hear about how they're girlfriends. So you're 14, I'm 12. So I may be taller than you. Sometimes a 12-year-old is taller than a 14-year-old. So Radharani's 14 years, 2 months, 15 days. Krishna's 15 years, 9 months, 7 and a half days. This is told by Siddha Krishna Das. And the Mantris are 12, 13. The juniors, sisters, they're Sakhi. Sakhi means, hey Sakhi. Hey, my girlfriend, you're my girlfriend, you're my Sakhi. We're like this. I can open my mind to you, I can open my heart to you, and I can tell you the most trusted secrets, especially the Mantris. They have direct access to Radharani's heart because they're sitting inside Radharani's heart. This is the Mandris. The Sakhis are standing next to Radharani's heart, like Vishakha stands next to Radharani. The Sakhis are next to Radharani's heart, but the Mandris are inside. Shri Rupa Mandri. Shri means Radharani. Her form, Shri Rupa Mandri. Rupa means form. The form of Rupa is my form. Radharani's heart is my heart. And Rati Mandri. Rati means the conjugal love. The conjugal love of Radharani is my conjugal love. And I serve Radha in that loving mood of Madhurati, Radhika Sneha, Radha Sneha Adik. This is Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rati Manjari, or Tulsi, the incomparably expert Manjari. Tulsi, Tulsi means incomparable. Tulsi Manjari is the name in Govinda Lila Marita. So this is the very, very wonderful how these two, these this girlfriend, this younger Sakhi, there's not so much us and them. Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari. She's the Yuteshwari, the group leader of all the group leaders. They all submit to Radharani, although Chandravali is a group leader, Yuteshwari, Lalita, Vishaka, etc. But they all, not Chandravali, but all of Radharani's Paksha and favorable party, her group, they accept her as supreme, and they all serve under her and in cooperation and complementary to Srimati Radhika. But the Manjaris, they share, they're equal. Radharani shares her food, her remnants of Krishna, she shares with the Manjaris, not with the Sakhis. The Sakhis, they're in a downline from Krishna. Krishna eats, then the remnants go to the Sakhis. The remnants go to Radharani, she sits with the Sakhis. The Sakhis eat Krishna's remnants. Then Radharani, she even says, she's, oh, Dinishto, make sure you take some of the remnants to Prindadevi and Tulsi Manjari and all the Manjaris. Who's the remnants means my remnants. Radharani's sitting with all the Sakhis after she cooks for Krishna and Nandagram. Mother Yashoda takes them to the dining room and she sits them down and makes sure that they eat. And Radharani just sees Krishna's Adara Amritam. Krishna's Adara Amritam, the nectar of his lips, and she starts trembling just at the sight of this prasadam. Sometimes new devotees are like that also. They tremble when they see prasadam. They see some, you know, kachoris and rubbery and sweet rice. And wow, big feast over here today. So Radharani's trembling and she's perspiring. Ashtasattvic vows, because her sthayi rati of intimate love with Krishna is so much stimulating. This is Krishna's Adara Amritam, coming in the form of his puris and sabji and all the wonderful things I cooked, and has touched Krishna's love-filled lips and love-filled heart, and now he's given it to us as his prasadi, Krishna prasadi. So she's perspiring, and Yashoda, because she's in Vatsalya Bhav, her vichar, her atma, Atmana Manyate Jagat, she sees the world in terms of her Rati, in terms of her Bhav. He's my son. And I met him in Kurukshetra. He was 60 years old when Krishna and Balaram and everyone went to Kurukshetra from Dwarka, and the Brijvasis went there. And as soon as I saw Krishna and Balaram, I took both of them on my lap. And like a combined, and it's described, the Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda looked like a blue rain cloud, like a Meg, a monsoon, Ganasham, she looked like a rain cloud pouring forth two streams of rain, one in the form of her breast milk and one in the form of her tears. With her tears she was bathing Krishna in a Vatsalya Prema Abhishek, and with her breast milk she was nourishing him with all her intimate, affectionate love of a mother for her dearest son. He's 60 years old. Oh, Lala. Oh, Nandalal. Come. It's described in the Bhagavatam, chapter 82, when they met at Kurukshetra. So once a baby, always a baby. Whether you're 2 years old or 5 years old, or six, he's a Kshatriya. Raja Vaish, it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radharani says, "What? Who? You're the same Krishna, I'm the same Radharani, but this is not, where is the Revati? Where is the Yamuna? You have Raj Vesh, you're dressed as a king with gold and big gold helmet. Where's your pagri? Where's your turban? Where's your mor mukut? Where's your peacock feather? Where's your vamshi? Where's your pitambara chatter? You're just wearing all these long coats with gold buttons and lapels and everything. King of Dwarka, coming on a big, big chariot, wearing big fancy gold shoes with little bells on the top. They curl up in the end with a little gold bell hanging off the end. I go like this. But in Braj, you never wore shoes once. And when your mother asked you, why don't you wear shoes? Your feet are so tender, they're softer than butter. And when Yashoda asked you, then you said, Ma, I'll wear shoes. I don't mind. You can buy me one pair of shoes under one condition. You buy a pair of shoes for all my friends. My friends are my cows. So if you can buy 900,000 pairs of shoes, because Nanda Baba has 9 lakhs of cows, then I'll wear shoes. Not only 900,000 pairs, but there's 4 shoes for every cow. So it's more than 900,000. There's lots of shoes. Mother Yashoda said, well, that might take a little time to make because we haven't, you know, established trade relations with China yet. Otherwise, we could order 5 million shoes and have them tomorrow. All these little Chinese guys over there. There's a whole country full of factory. Every human's a factory over there. At any rate, so then Krishna, of course, never wore shoes. So she sees Radharani perspiring when she simply sees Krishna Prasadi, and she says, "Hey Tulsi Mandri, hey Nava Mandri, hey Navasaki, hey Sadak Mandri, fan Radharani." She's perspiring from cooking all those hot stoves. She was cooking for so long, so many hundreds of stoves in the kitchen. She's been perspiring profusely. Please fan her. Then the Mandri said, "Oh yes, I'm sure, we'll fan her." You don't really know. She's thinking, Yashoda's thinking Radharani is perspiring and trembling because she's fatigued and parisham and so much hard work and cooking in pots and everything, clay pots. And that's her perspective. You see, I'm in Vatsalya Bhava, and this is my son and this is my daughter. You're like my son. Yeah, I love you as much as Krishna, Radharani. Yashoda's feeling and thinking and speaking. And then, but the Mandris know Radharani's perspiring because she's seeing this prasadi of Krishna, the samosas and rubbery, kachori, and chutneys and pickle and all these wonderful things that Radharani makes. And Radharani's thinking, this is Krishna's lips. The remnants of Krishna's lips are there. And the same Mahabhav that Radharani, Mahabhasrupini, is experiencing in Nandagram and Pratak Leela, at 8:30 in the morning in Pratak Leela after she cooks Krishna's breakfast. This same Mahabhava is experienced by Rasaraj Mahabhav, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Antilila, in Puri, Viraha Kshetra. It's called Viraha Kshetra, Jagannath Puri. And he's sitting with his Antaranga Bhaktas. He's sitting with his Antaranga Bhaktas in Gambira. Rai Ramananda, then Surab Damodar, Jagananda Pandit, and others. And then they all taking Jagannath Mahaprasadam, the Adara Amritam of Jagannath, the remnants. Krishna says, Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya says, "Oh, my friends, we have all tasted these things before. There's combinations of wheat and milk and cheese and salt and pepper and spices and cooked in so many varieties of way. We've all tasted these things, but what is so special about the taste of this Jagannath Mahaprasad? What is it when we see it or we touch this Mahaprasad or taste it that it totally transforms us?" Then they all said, "Well, we don't know. Maybe you can tell us." So then Mahaprabhu enters deep into Braj Bhav, deep into Braj Bhav, and in the same Bhav that Radharani is experiencing Nandagram when she receives Krishna's remnants. He starts saying, This has been tasted by Krishna's lips. This is Krishna Adhara Amritam, an all ecstatic description, Anti Leela, of Krishna's lips and form and everything. So this is not related to the verse, but it's nice to hear. So now we'll discuss, little Gaur Leela, it's called Gaur Chandrika. When discussing, and the principle that's been introduced by some of our later day Gaudiyas, and in principle from the 6 Goswamis, that when approaching Radha and Krishna, first we should take the blessings, different ways, different acharyas, different gurus, different lines, have their ideas about that. But the indication is in Narottam Das's writings and Krishna's Kaviraj himself, and others, before they start describing Krishna Leela, Radha Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan, Astakali Leela, or any Leela, they will offer some Mangalacharana prayer to Gauranga or the Parishads, or they will touch a small summary of the Leela, or even go into more extensive description of a parallel Leela, the Astakali Leela, Gauranga, matching and running analogous and parallel to the Astaka Leela of Radha and Krishna, that to that extent. But the idea is, it's across the board, everyone accepts, all acharyas, all gurus, all lines, that we need the mercy of Mahaprabhu, we need the mercy of the Panchatattva to attain the eternal service of Radha and Krishna, and to act properly and concentratedly meditate on their leelas. So our diving in a little bit into Gaur Leela is conducive, and hearing about Gauranga's pastimes is called Gaur Chandrika. Chandrika means a moonbeam. Chandrika means a moonbeam and a chandra, and the moonbeam lights up the footpath. On the full moon night, if you're walking through the forest or through the field, then the light of the full moon will illuminate your way, and you can see just by that moonlight. So that Chandrika, that the moon from Gaurachandra's Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela, Gaurachandra Nam, Gaurachandra Rup, Dhyan, his qualities, and his Leela, that is like a moon in the sky lighting up the way to enter the dark Rahasya Leela of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna's Leelas are Rahasya, they're Gupta. The Rahasya Leela, the very, very secret. Like we have a term to describe the place where Radha and Krishna meet intimately. It's called Nibritta Nikunj. There's Nikunj. There's Kunja, Nikunj, and Nibritta Nikunj. There's three, they're all different. There's a Kunja, there's a Nikunj, and there's a Nibritta Nikunj. So Nibritta, Britta means anybody else. Britta. Ekala Ishvara Britya Arasabhya. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasabhya Britya. So Britya means many. Are all, the many are all servants of Krishna, the controller. So Nibritta means there's no one else. There's just Radha and Krishna alone. Nibritta Nikunj. Maybe one Manjari. Very dark, deepest part of the forest where there's no footpaths there. There's not even a remotest chance that anyone can wander or come near there. They go there by their own homing instincts. Radharani finds in Nibritta Nikunja and Krishna finds it. There's no set footpath leading there. You just go there like, you know, Google guidance system or something. You know, you just go there. Yogamaya arranges in the heart of Radharani. They just go, it's totally darkness. It's Amavasya night. And they go through the deepest part of the forest and they all suddenly both meet in Nibritta Nikunja. This is described in the Nibritta Nikunj Leela. No one else, no other sounds. It's just the most divine place. This is the kunja of all kunjas, the Nibritta Nikunj. So here, this verse we'll discuss a little bit. We just read it, of course. This is a service. The title of this is the Manjari Jokers. There, because they hear that it says in this book by Advaita Das's, you know, Anathya's Trans, says the expert joking of the maidservants, but, you know, things are, we have to be a little shorter now in the modern age. This title was given, I don't know when, how many years ago, or when, who gave it, or when exactly. And then here in this book it says, how the maidservants make clever jokes with Sri Krishna. So to make it, you know, K-I-S-S, right? Keep it simple, stupid. K-I-S-S. The Manjari Jokers. You know, this is the age of brevity, you know. P-A-M-H-O and O-M-G and L-O-L and there's so many thousands of things, I don't even know what they all are. You know better than me, so I don't thumb it. Everyone's thumbing it, you know. The only thumbing I used to do it like 40 years ago is to hitchhike. Go through Europe and go like this with your thumb. It's called hitchhiking. You put your thumb like that and you got a ride in a car. But here's it. You see everybody around the world. My thumbs, I have arthritis. I can't even move them. I wouldn't be very successful. I just go like this, you know, type a letter. So this is the, in this verse, I wrote a short introduction, the verse reveals more the intimate talks and exchanges between Bhagavan and Sri Krishna, Srimati Radharani and her maidservants, her trusted, loving Manjaris. In verse 191, we heard how the Manjari chastises Krishna for his, quote, inappropriate gesture. Here in verse 224, it describes how the Manjaris joke with Sri Krishna in order to please Radha and Krishna and all the confidential sakis of Radharani, who are all together laughing at Krishna. Ha 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 ha. Joke's on you. The joke's on God. I mean, how is it possible? He always gets the last laugh. We mentioned that the other day. Mrityu sarvaharascham. You can laugh at God for your whole life until the last moment. Oh, God, you don't exist. God is dead. Then mrityu, and then he comes at death. Mrityu sarvaharascham. He says, Krishna says in Gita, okay, laugh. But I get the last laugh. Ha ha! Now go to hell. Yamaraj, here's a good one. Take this one. Krishna throws him. And Yamaraj kisses. Oh, thank you. Oh, I've been waiting for you. You were laughing, huh? Well, now we're going to fix you. You know. So, God gets the last laugh on everybody. But for us, he'll be smiling. Like Gopa Kumar. When he finally made it, he finally attained perfection in his sadhana, chanting his 10-syllable Gopal mantra. And he finally got darshan of Krishna. And Krishna was in ecstasy. He said, you made it. You followed my teachings. You surrendered to me as guru. Life after life, I came as guru. And you surrendered to me, and you followed me, and you served me. And I never forgot anything you did. I remember every life and every birth and every guru and every seva and every word you chanted and every word you spoke. I remember it all. And it overwhelms me that you finally attained perfection and prema. And here you are in front of me. Krishna was embraced Gopa Kumara so strongly and he just lost his, he went unconscious. Krishna lost consciousness in the embrace of his devotee. This is the Bhakta Bhagavan Prem Sambandha Lingata. Bhakta Bhagavan Prem Sambandha Lingata. This is the embrace, the loving embrace of God and the liberated soul, the liberated devotee. Krishna fell, he fell unconscious in Gopa Kumara's arms, and Gopa Kumara fell unconscious in Krishna's arms, and they both tumbled on the ground. Boom. Because you have no consciousness, then there's no connection of your mind and senses. Your voluntary nervous system is short-circuited because you're unconscious. So your muscles, I can't be taught to stand straight. You need all kinds of muscles working cooperatively and contracting. But when you go unconscious, you become limp. It's like you ever see you're chanting Hare Krishna, you're sitting there very consciously. And then you go unconscious and go like this. Because your muscles, there's no nerves going there to tell you to keep straight. The next thing you know, you're in another consciousness. So this verse remind, when we hear this verse, we're reminded of Govardhan Leela, and we're reminded of the glories of the incomparable beauty of Radharani, her divine transcendental form of Srimati Radharani. And we see how the Manjaris are joking with Krishna to amuse and entertain the Swamini. So we amuse and entertain Radharani, just like Madhumangal. Madhumangal, he's there, he's the Virusaka. Virusaka means the joker. He's the foil, the joker, the court jester. I had in the Middle Ages something called a court jester. Jester, even in English they have a phrase. Oh, you're jesting. You're jesting. You're kidding with me. You're jesting. You're joking. Jesting. So the court jester, Madhumangal, although he's a Brahmin, you would hardly know it, because a Brahmin is supposed to be in control of his senses. And Madhumangal is not in control of his senses at all. But he's the archetypal, I guess he's the archetypal Brijbasi Brahmin. Big, big belly, big, big monkey, Ceylon calling melancholy. Prabhupada made this phrase. Ceylon's an old name for Sri Lanka. It's a takeoff. It's a phrase from Srila Prabhupada. He spoke this. And what happened was in Ramayana, all the monkeys were lined up on the shore of the ocean. And Ram said, can any of you jump over across this ocean to give spy on Ravana and find out if Sita's there and what's the situation? And Jambavan said, well, I could have done it. But I'm tired of fighting so much in so many other wars. So Jambavan couldn't do it. And Sugriva and all Bali or whatever, whoever was there, I don't remember. Angada. So many monkeys said, oh, when I was young, I was a strong monkey, but I could jump from one side of Radhakund to the other. You know, I'd steal this guy's bag and that guy's bag. But they couldn't do it. And then Hanuman, because he had all this power, but someone cursed him that he would forget. I think it was maybe the sun god, because he swallowed the sun god one time. He thought it was a mango. When he was little, Hanuman thought, hey, Mommy, what's that ripe mango up there? I'm hungry. Because monkeys, they eat mangoes and stuff. So then he said, no, don't eat that. No, it looks so attractive. So he reached his hand up and grabbed the sun. And everybody said, I don't know what. So the whole thing, the demigods came and gave. He said, look, give us the sun planet back. We'll give you lots of powers and blessings. So then they gave back. And then the Surya cursed him. He said something like this. I don't remember so much. But Surya said, okay, you have all these powers, but you won't remember how to use them, you know, unless somebody reminds you, so you don't swallow me again. Because, I got so many more powers, so I could just take the sun and use them for a basketball or something. So Hanuman was sitting there and with all the monkeys. He was, just sitting there in Hanuman. And then someone said, oh, but this young monkey, Hanuman, he actually can do it. And then they went up to some old Sugriva or someone said, Hanuman, you actually have the power to jump across the ocean. And he said, I do? Yeah, I do. And whoosh. Hanuman expanded. You see in the animations, right? And he became so big, and everyone's saying, wow, Hanuman. And Ram was down there and was like, so then, doing, and he flew over. So some of those monkeys had a big, big belly because they ate too many bananas. And they were old. Old monkeys have big bellies. You can see in Radhakund also. Well, you want to know an old monkey, they're fat, actually. Have you ever seen? The young ones are like, they're tough. The old ones are just, they're big, but they have big, fat bellies. So then this phrase came from there. Big, big monkey, big, big belly, Ceylon calling, melancholy. Melancholy means you don't have any guts to do it. So Prabhupada said that. So this is, the mantris are joking to amuse and entertain, as Madhavangal entertains. The mantris are entertaining Swamini Radha. The Manjari, in this verse, you find that the Manjari is calling Ajita Sri Krishna, who is unconquerable, and they're calling him a weakling. Krishna, you're a weakling. You're Kamjor. You're a weakling in the presence of Radharani. In Radharani's presence, you become a weakling. So this Govardhan Leela, Radha's beauty, Krishna's power and heroism and courage of lifting Govardhan Hill, then his fearfulness, then the Mundri's talents, the talents in speech and making jokes. So let's look at this verse more closely. He's telling me battery low, which means you're supposed to change, but I'm trying to see what's going to happen with that. So the first line is very nice, we'll just to discuss. And there's a beautiful Leela also we'll hear, maybe today. Shigo Vardana Eka Eva Bhavata Pano Prayatna Drita. So in the first line, it's very nice. First line, Sripada Mantri is glorifying Krishna. Krishna, you're great. You're Govardhanadhari, you're Giridhari. Sri Govardhan Eka Eva Bhavata Pano Pratyatnat. With great difficulty, Drita means difficulty, hardship, you lifted Govardhan Hill. So That's the first sign. The Mantri is glorifying Sri Krishna. His prowess, he's the strongest of the strong. It's a very nice, there's another way to look at this, because the word for strong is bala, right? So then, but she says, you're the strongest of the strong. You're like bala, Balaram. But, like sometimes, I used to make this joke. I said, if someone approaches you and speaks to you, and as soon as they say the word but, then you should run away. As soon as you hear the word B-U-T, whatever that translates into Russian, I don't know. They'll say, you know, you're really a good, good devotee, and I appreciate you and this and that. Then they say, but. So I have to go, bye. But as soon as they say, but, then they're going to say, but, you know, I don't like this. And then they say three things somewhat good about you. Then it's like a long list. Long list, the complaint list is long, you know. Suggestions for improvement. So if someone is wise, as soon as they hear but, like a bell goes off, ding, oh, I really like to talk to you. I just have to run, I have to do an offering for Thakurji, you know, sorry, you know. The guy's left swallowing his words, you know, and he had to be very clever and fleet-footed also. Fleet-footed means quick to run away. It's a practice. So you can practice. I'm sure you'll run into these circumstances. I have actually a lot, especially in the last few years. And they say, but. I say, okay, that's good. Let's leave it there. So then line two, she expertly jokes with them. Okay, you're Bala. You're so strong. But Sri Radha Tano Hema, Hema Shaila Jugale. Hema means golden. Hemangi. Hemangi means gold. It's a name for Radharani. Hemangi. Angi means limbs, body. Hema, golden. Hemangi Shaila Jugala Driste Sidbhayam. You're so strong, Krishna. You're so powerful. You're Bala. You lifted up the Govardhan Hill for 7 days just on your pinky finger of your weak arm. Your left arm is your weak arm. You use your left arm. The weakest arm is the left arm. And the weakest finger is the pinky. This is called pinky. And Krishna, with a weak arm, the left side, he lifted the Govardhan Hill for 7 days. 7 nights. You're so strong. But driste, dristwa, dekiye, as soon as you see the Hema Shaila Jugale, as soon as you simply see the raised mountain-like golden breasts of Radharani, then you go, ba 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 bayam. B-H-Y-A-M. Ba 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 bayam. Ba ba. Become fearful. So now let's look at this in a very playful way, using the Sanskrit that we all know very well. Everywhere we're told that Balaram means strong. Bala means strong. And everywhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam and all the scriptures, they describe the gopis as Abala. Abala. Abala means without Bala, means strength. So here we find here that Bala has been... Bala becomes Abala before Abala Radha. It's not in the Tika, but it's just my own. This is my glorification of Radharani. Bala means the strong one becomes weak in front of the weak one. Radharani's Abala. Abala Radha, Abala Vishaka, Abala Sa Abala. So Bala becomes Abala in front of Abala Radha. It's very nice. If you like language. Bala Krishna becomes Avala in front of Avala Radha. Avala Radha. Bala Vala Radha. You know, it's very nice. And when you're weak and you're in front of someone strong, then what happens? You become afraid. Isn't it? If you're weak and small and someone, hey, why are you looking at me like that? Oh, I wasn't looking at you. In fact, I think I have to go now. So it's like, so Krishna he's in front of Radharani, in front of Indra with all his thunderbolts and torrential rains, he lifted Govardhan, no problem. But in front of Radharani with her Hema Shaila Jugale her Parvat, Kucha Parvat, that her mountain-like golden breast, then he becomes Abala. He becomes weak. And then he becomes fearful. And Madri say, "Hey, why are you so afraid? What's wrong now? Hey, you're not so big now." Like someone gives you a hard time on the street, and then your big brother walks up. And you say, "What's wrong?" "Oh." And then the guy who's giving you a hard time, he says, "Who is that?" "Well, that's my big brother." "Oh, what's wrong? Okay, I'll go now." So Krishna's fearful in front of Radharani. And then Manjari, so obviously this is parihasa. This is a joke. So then, and the Manjaris are making this joke. It's, "Oh yeah, you lifted that, but then here you become fearful." So that's the second line. And then, Tad Gopendra Kumara Makuru Brita. But then Krishna tries to weasel his way out of the situation, because it's, you know, it's like, just like they say, well, they say you can't, oh, it's like someone makes a joke, but then you out-joke them, type of thing. Someone makes a joke on you, then you make a joke back. I forget, there's a term for it. Outwit the other person. So then Krishna has been wittily and cleverly embarrassed in front of Radharani, and in a very intimate, rustic and intimate Madhurya conjugal way, he's been embarrassed and joked. He's been the butt of jokes. Everyone, the sakis, are laughing and covering their faces with their veils and trying to hide their smiles and giggles and laughters, so Krishna won't turn too many shades of red. He's already becoming, you know, his nila varna is becoming tinged with red already due to the embarrassment of his heart, but he's enjoying the laughter also. So then he says, "Gopendra Kumar Makuru." She says, and listen, Makuru, don't, Kuru means do. Don't vainly try to make some jokes now. Britta Garvam, out of your pride, Parihasita, says, now don't you try to, you know, out joke me, because, you know, where everyone's laughing uncontrollably at the joke I just told. So then the mantra even tries to check him. Look, this is the situation. You're a weakling, you're afraid in front of Radharani's extraordinary beauty. And now don't vainly try to, out of your pride, since your pride has been pinched, don't try to vainly, you know, kind of tell a joke over here. So she's checking that. So now everyone's laughing even more. So now the conclusion of the verse is Karhi, Kabe, Kada, Karbe, Brishabhanu Nandini, Prayam Sambhasi. When will I please, oh Brishabhanu Nandini, when will I please you by such discussions? So this is. So this is in line 3 and line 4. So I just notes I had in line 3. She expertly jokes and says that Giridhari is a weakling. He becomes fearful when he approaches the two hills of Radharani's breast. And then he tries to escape by the criticism or the joking, by joking with the Sakis about King Cupid, which is in the Leela, which is not in the verse. But then the Manjari captures him and says, don't vainly and uselessly try to joke your way out of your embarrassment. You're embarrassed now, just admit it. Just turn red and let us laugh at you. And of course Krishna is laughing also. This is the nature of the spiritual world. Here in this world, one guy laughs at the expense of another guy. Or five people laugh at the expense of another guy. And he's like, "Oh, you're laughing at me." And he's not happy. But in the spiritual world, everyone laughs at each other. There's nobody is really the butt of jokes. Laughter, everyone enjoys the laughter. And there's this, I was reading about Krishna's childhood pastimes this morning in the 10th canto. And it says, one boy, because Vishnu Chakravarti says if you want to become purified and eligible to enter into Madhurya Leela, it's very helpful to absorb yourself in Krishna's childhood pastimes. They're very purifying and attractive. It's just a side point he made in Vantika. But there he says that the coward boys are playing and there was time for their tiffin when they're eating. So then one boy, he went off to the side and he took a samosa. And he opened a little hole in the bottom of the samosa. And he took out some of the samosa. I mean the potato, whatever was in there, olive. And he put in some mogra flowers, these white, dewy flowers, what do we call it, bela flowers. They're very, very fragrant. They make the full bungalows from those. And then he stuffed those flowers inside the samosa. Although flowers are sweet smelling, they're not sweet tasting. So he put them in there and he kind of covered it up and smoothed it over with some Yamuna water or something. And then he said, oh, Gopata, oh, Abhadra saint, oh, my mother made very nice samosa, very, very good, you try it. So then he made a terrible face, like, what did he put in this? So then that boy who gave him the samosa started laughing. He started laughing at him because he made a joke on him and he ate this flower-filled, this samosa filled with bitter mogra flowers and jasmine flowers. So then that boy who ate the samosa, he started laughing too. And then he chased the boy that gave him the samosa and gave him a big, good beating. So this is, you rascal, and then I'm going to get you. Then the boy ran away, then he jumped on him and slapped him around. And everyone's just, it's all just laughing and having good fun. So everyone's happy. No one goes home to their mother crying, oh, mommy, they laughed at me. So here, the gopis are all laughing at Krishna, and he's laughing also. So she said, so just see how the mandris, Krishna, Radharani's, you know, sakis or nitya sakis or dear beloved maidservants, the kinkaris, they play with Krishna like he's a doll. Like they just, okay, lift your arm like this and move your arm like that and make your eyes like this. He's okay. This is the extreme intimacy of the loving exchanges. They're simply, it's like a glubjaman dipped in sugar sauce. Take a glubjaman and dip it in some more sugar sauce and then coat it with caramel and more and just keep dipping it 100 times. It's so sweet. This is why it's called Madhurya Leela. I mean, it's a type of intimacy of conjugal love, but then just the whole, all the Braja Leelas are madhur. They're all madhur, sweet. Although there's Vatsalya, there's different ratis, Vatsalya, Dasya, Sakya. But they're so full of intimacy and sweetness. So so Krishna, the Manjari says, don't try to uselessly try to make some proud jokes because it's too late. Radharani, I, Radharani's Manjari, have already defeated you and embarrassed you. So you best change the subject to withdraw the Sakhi's attention and laughter at you. Better you change the subject so everyone will stop laughing at you. So then she says, oh, Radhe, when can I, as your kinkri, entertain and joke intimately like this with you and your lover? So this is an amazing insight to the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Now there's a leela to illustrate this, which we can read. We heard about the pieces of the leela, and now let's hear how it all fits together. One day, inside the kunja, the Manjari expertly dresses Srimati, that means Radharani, and she starts fanning Radharani. When Radharani sees her Priyanarma Sakis, or Parma Prashta Sakis, Lalita Mishaka Adi, and others, enter the kunja while laughing, she shyly covers her face with her veil and moves away slightly from Shyamasundara, sitting next to her on the flower bed. What wonderful waves of parihasa, the parihasa ras, which is the mellow or the rasa of laughter and joking, appear then. The Sakis say, this is the Asta Sakis, Radhe, we were looking for you everywhere in the forest. Where did you meet this one? We hope you haven't been defeated by this womanizer. Radhika remains silent and doesn't reply to the Sakis' inquiry. So Krishna says, look, Sakis, your Sakhi Radha came alone into this forest while she was being attacked by the powerful soldiers of Kandarpa, King Cupid. What were those soldiers? the cuckoos. That was one soldier. The sound of the cuckoos or coils, and coils, a bird, coil in the tree, makes this very seductive and low-pitched sound. So those soldiers were attacking her. Then the bees. And then she was pierced with the five arrows of Kandarpa, Panchasarai. But then I came and I single-handedly rescued Radharani from the grip of that King Cupid. And I brought her into safety. I brought her safely into this kunja to protect her from Cupid. Why are you fearing that I defeated her? When Srimati Radharani hears Shyamasundara's shameless words, she shyly contracts her eyes and eyebrows and casts a glance at Nagaraj that completely stupefies him. He becomes stunned. When the Sakis see this, they jokingly say, "Oh, Shyamasundara, tell us the truth. Did you save our Sakhi from Cupid's grip? Or did she save you from Cupid's grip?" Hearing this, Nagar Sham slightly recovers from the enchanting influence of Srimati's glance. In other words, she looked at him and he was like, "Oh yeah." And then he says, "Listen, Sakis, you all know very well that many times I have protected all the Brijavasis. Whenever there was any danger from some rakshasa demon, I was always there to protect you. I held Giriraj Govardhan on my left hand for 7 days and nights to protect all of you from Indra's hail and thunderstorm. Everybody in Vrindavan knows this. Can such a tender girl, your Avala Radha, can she protect herself from this King Cupid? And no, indeed, I saved her from the terrible attack of Cupid." Hearing Shyamasundara's bluff, the maidservant, the Manjris reply, in this verse, "O Gupendra Kumar, O Prince of the Cowherders, with great endeavor you held one Govardhan hill for 7 days, but our mistress Radha easily carries her two golden mountain-like breasts around every day." Okay, one mountain, 7 days, big deal. How about two mountains, 24/7, all year long? So the Krishna's saying, "Yeah, that's quite. She's not Abala. She's Bala. She's Ati Ati Bala. She's Bala Sundari. Radharani's Bala Sundari. She's beautiful and powerful. Bala Sundari." I never heard that name. Radharani Bala Sundari. Maybe Durga name or something. So she says, "What to speak of carrying them?" The Manjris, in the Tika, the Manjris really draws out the chastisement. The joking. He says, you lifted, so Radharani's lifting and carrying for every day. And what to speak of carrying them? If you just look at them, you can't even carry, what to speak of, you could never even carry them or lift them. What to speak of when you look at them? What to speak of carrying them? Even if you simply look at Radharani's beautiful transcendental form, you start shivering of fear. Therefore, there's no need for you to make your proud jokes over here with my Swamini. And besides, the mantra continues. Besides, it is widely known in Braj that Lord Vishnu, you said that you held the hill. But I say, okay, and you're telling me everybody in Vrindavan knows that. But I am replying to you by saying everyone in Braj knows that Vishnu was pleased with the worship of Nanda Maharaj in the house of Nandagram. Nandagram, in Nanda Baba's house, he worships Lakshmi Narayan Murti. And there's also in the Sringa Mandir there also. So he's worshiping Lord Narayan. And because his worship is so expert and so devotional and so perfect, that Lord Narayan is very, very pleased with his archan. So everybody in Braj knows that because of his worship, Vishnu has empowered you to protect the people of Braj, or kill and defeat all the demons. And as far as, so it's Vishnu's blessings and power that, by which you were able to defeat these demons. And as far as Govardhan Hill, you said you lifted Govardhan Hill, your Giridhari. Govardhan Hill, everyone knows that Govardhan Hill simply automatically rose into the air. He rose into the air all by himself, Lagima City, like a great yogi. One of the yoga cities is Lagima. Become lighter than a cotton ball. You can just float in the air like this. So Giriraj employed his mystic cities of Lagima, and he rose into the air automatically by himself, and you simply ran under the real fast. Oh, look! I'm lifting. You merely stood under the hill and held your left arm up. There's no need for you to be so proud like you are right now. And even if you argue that, and you insist that you personally lifted Govardhan Hill, then I'm sure it must have taken you a lot of trouble. But our mistress Radha carries around two golden mountains on her chest every day. What to speak of touching them? When you see them, you shiver of fear. What kind of great hero are you anyway? So then, while Krishna was, and there's a comment in a commentary here, and includes this a very nice excerpt from Ananda Vrindavan Champu, which of course is in Hindi and English also. You can download it from the internet. Or you can buy it from me if you want to buy it. You can download it from the internet or pay money and buy it from me. Sounds better, you go on the internet. At any rate, so this is what they say. Radha lokana jata sammara bharat par prasveda kampadikam shigo vardana darinos sevapuso dristva vikarot karam shranto yam giridharane bhavadati snehad amigo duha paryanta ashrayino grihita lagudas tam dartam are bire. So this is the chapters of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, are also discussed in the Ananda Vrindavan Champu. But in addition to those leelas there in Vrindavan, only Vrindavan leelas, no Mathura or no Dwarka leela, because it's Ananda. He doesn't, Kavi Karnapur doesn't take Krishna out of Vrindavan. Padma Puran says, Vrindavanam prityaja paramekam nagachati. Vrindavanam prityaja paramekam nagachati. The Krishna doesn't take one step out of Vrindavan. So here, the two other leelas that are included in Ananda Vrindavan Champu are holy leela, very extensive description of holy, Radha and Krishna's color throwing, and also Julan. Julan leela is very beautifully depicted there, which is not in, these two leelas are not in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the translation is verse, it says, while Krishna was holding Govardhan Hill, he glanced at that time during those 7 days, when he saw Radha's beautiful breasts, he began to perspire and shiver. It says, Radha alokana jata samara bharat. It parasweta kampa adikam. Parasweta, sweta and kampa, sweta kampa. These are two of the asya-sattvic bhavs. So it says that he had this vikara. It says, Sri Govardhana Dari sadvapaso dristva vikarotkaram. Vikara means transformation. Vikara means transformation. Dristva. When he saw Radharani's beautiful breast while he was lifting Govardhan Hill, he had vikar. He had transformation of his own ecstatic ecstasy of Madhurati, conjugal love. And then he started to perspire and tremble. But kampa means tremble. It says kamp adikam, like adikmas. That means he was excessively trembling. The verse is rather, it doesn't say, it just says he perspired and shivered. But kamp adikam, that he was adik. He was really trembling, and pari swayed means not only swayed or perspiring or sweating, but very much so sweating. So seeing these changes on Krishna's body, so the cowherd men, Nanda Baba, Upananda, Abhinanda, Sunandan, Ananda Nandan, and Vrishabhanu and Govardhan Mala and all the coward men, the elderly coward men, when they saw Krishna, who was the star of the show, and Govardhan Dari, Giridhari, lifting Govardhan Hill, and he was trembling and perspiring, they thought, that's why it says here. It says Shranto Yam Giridharane Bhavat Iti Snahet. This is Goduha. It says Shranto. Shranto means Parishram. Then the coward men, they saw, Krishna's having so much difficulty. And it's so hard for this tender little boy of 7 years old to lift Govardhan Hill. He's only 7 years old. He's perspiring, trembling. They all put their sticks up. They all put their laguda. It says here, it says, Paryanta Ashrino, Ashrino, Grihita Lagudas. They put their lagudi. Lagudi means cowherding stick. Lagudi. They held their lagudis up to support the hill. So they began to help Krishna by keeping their sticks under the hill with their raised arms. So in this verse also confirms that when Krishna simply, why he was lifting Govardhan Hill, it's a confirmation of what Sripad is saying in this verse, that you became fearful by him. And here's an example, he's trembling, and not in fear that the mountain's going to fall on his head, or he's trembling in fear of these two little mountains over here on this little beautiful little coward girl named Radha. So this is the basic verse, and I think we completed it. That's the Leela, and that's the end of today's class. Sri Radha Krishna, what is it? Radha Rasuda Nidhi Ki Jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Prabhadananda Saraswati Pada ki jai, Shri Kartik Devi Radharani ki jai, Shama Kanradakundi Govardhan ki jai.